Good morning, Albuquerque. Welcome back to Go Local Boom. I'm Krista Benavides with Chiefs Bus Performance Solutions and officially now your host of the show. Sean has passed the baton off to me, and so I am honored to be here and will be here every week hosting the show. And I'm joined by David Wolf, who is our new co-host. So I'll let him introduce himself as well as the sponsor for this first segment.
Thanks so much, Krista. Good to be with you. David Wolf, podcast and radio.com. I'm really looking forward to this journey with you, Krista. So thank you so much. This segment is brought to you in part by Rocket Boom, Rocket Box SEO, a full service digital marketing agency that doesn't offer just clean website design and manage SEO campaigns. Rather, they help you get what you need most in your business, new customers. So we're happy to be sponsored by them in part.
Yes, yes. They launch your business online. So Go Local Boom Radio is where we celebrate local business in New Mexico and get to know the business owners and entrepreneurs in our community. So we celebrate them. You can find us here every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And we're actually streaming live this morning. So if you are on social media, on Facebook, you are listening to us live this morning. So you get to see some of the behind the scenes. So our first segment is a guest, a local author, and we are excited to have her in the booth this morning. And I will give you her name and let her tell you a little bit more about herself. So, Chloe Galloway, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Krista. I'm so happy to be here. Hello, Albuquerque. Hello, New Mexico. I am from New Mexico, and I was born and raised in the wilderness near the border of Colorado from birth to age 12. And so I am the author of a book called The Soulful Child, 12 Years in the Wilderness.
So Chloe's here this morning to tell us about her book launch. She is going public. Her book is launching today. It's launching today. And so you can find it on Amazon.com and be one of the first people to get her book. So I'll let her tell you a little bit about how she got to this place from, you know, being a child raised in the wilderness to now a thriving adult and an author as well as retreat host for aspiring authors.
Correct. Well, my story began many, many years ago, a child sitting on the edge of a cliff longing to be connected to the rest of the world. My father, who I adored dearly, was a very unusual man and decided to leave a life and opportunity of fame behind. He was a musician. He was very connected to Janis Joplin and played with her and Jimi Hendrix. And during that, during the 60s counterculture movement, he denounced everything worldly and moved into the wilderness with my mother, who was a ballet dancer from Houston, Texas.
Wow.
And so all I knew was the woods, pretty much, because by the time I was born, I knew very little of the world, along with my five siblings. And so my journey has been long to get to this place. At 20 years old, I wanted to tell my story, but I had a lot of obstacles and a lot of doubts in my mind and a lot of traumatic stuff that I had to overcome to feel okay with to even start to write my story.
Right. So I think it's amazing. You were just at the Women of Light Conference last week telling your story, letting people have the opportunity to purchase the book. And what I think is amazing, again, to use that word, is that not only have you written this book to share your story, but you've taken it a step further. You're now helping other aspiring authors to write and share their story. So how did that come about? And tell people how they can be part of that process if they, in fact, have that desire to write their own story.
Exactly. So I started out writing my own book and really owning and honing the craft of writing for myself. And during that process, I learned that there was a very important component missing in most workshops and courses that I went to. And I was traveling around the country and doing some really great workshops and learning about the craft of writing, but nobody was really addressing the emotional component. So when you're writing memoir, when you are telling the story of your life, there is a lot of emotion, a heavy emotion that comes up, whether it's sorrow, whether it's joy, whether it's pain, all the living aspects of emotion that run through us in our human self come to the forefront when we're writing. And so for me, the idea of writer's block really comes from not being able to emotionally process and connect to the story. And I realized that in my own writing, and when I was going back up the mountain to visit my father, who I was trying to heal my relationship with at the time that I was writing the book. And so out of that, I said, wow, this is really needed. I mean, this is what I needed. I needed somebody to come in and really honor my emotions and honor the way I felt when I was writing about my brother that died. Not just be, you know, red marking my paper or talking about scene and how you write scene and don't write scene.
Right.
But really honoring the emotion that comes forward and then taking it a step further and realizing that within the emotion comes the power. Within the pain and going through the pain comes the power.
Well, I think that's a really, really valid point about going through the pain, going through that emotion. Because I think oftentimes in our culture, it's about suppression. It's about not acknowledging whatever the emotion is. Unless it's a positive emotion, then it's like, it's okay to feel that. But anything that's anything other than positive, it's often that we're told to suppress or, oh, don't feel that. Or, no, get over it very quickly.
Yeah, you're crying, that's okay, but how can we make you feel better? It's just, it's compassionately thinking about it. It's that we want to fix things, right? We don't want things to be broken, but maybe there's a gift inside of the brokenness.
I love that. I love that. The gift inside of the brokenness. I mean, many musicians use this as an inspiration to write tunes. That's their way in as a writer and as an author. I mean, this is so powerful, this idea.
Exactly. So out of that came the Winged River Writer, which is my business. And that name was given to me by my father. My father was visiting me down off the mountain. He spent the rest of his life on the mountain where I had grown up. And so he had come down for a visit, which was very rare. And he said to me, it's not surprising to me at all that you are a writer. When you were 2 years old, I had a vision of you and you were a toddler, 2 years old, down by this river and it had split into wings. And so he said, your name is the Winged River Writer. It's a tongue twister. I was a little nervous about using it. I'm like, Winged River Writer. Nobody's going to be able to pronounce it, Mom. And my mom said to me, girl, you're going to have to get over it, okay? Because your father knew what he was talking about.
Right. And that just gives me the chills hearing that, because you just never know. And since that, I mean, we're friends. And so I've seen a little bit of your journey in the last several months, and how important it is to be present and to just go with those gifts that are given to us, even if we don't realize what they mean at the time or how we're going to use them, like a name, to be able to go and just trust.
And trust.
So I think that's phenomenal. So before we run out of time, we still have a few minutes left, but I want to make sure that people know about your retreat coming up in February.
So as an intuitive writing coach, I lead people through the process that I'm talking about. I help them write their way through the pain. I help them connect emotionally to the process so that that emotion comes through the story. And that is how you make your readers feel. You want your readers to feel when they read your story. And so I do workshops and one-on-one work, but I also do amazing retreats. And so my next retreat is coming up February 16th, 17th, and 18th in northern New Mexico, outside of Las Vegas, New Mexico. Isn't New Mexico an incredible place for
hosting? I love it. I'm a native as well.
And I mean, the sacredness of this land, and I tie a lot of that into my book, actually. When people read this book, they will really feel honored to live in New Mexico. And so the retreats, I take people into nature. I really bring them into an immersion of nature and writing so that they can cultivate the process of feeling when they write.
And so that, I think, is like you said, it's something different. It's not something that someone's going to get from a continuing ed type of class or a traditional, if you will, type of writing class, because again, tapping into that emotion is often something that people aren't comfortable doing, or if they're comfortable doing it, dealing with the effects of doing that, because there's something to be said for helping people to be in that place where they're experiencing the emotions and then knowing what to do with it, not suppress it, but what to do with it.
Like, and how we're are really they gonna turning it into a gift is what we're doing with it. And so what writers need to understand and hear, hopefully, is that this really transforms the writing process. So writing no longer becomes a struggle or this blocked thing that you need to overcome, but it becomes a spiritual practice, and you're in a flow. You get into a flow and a rhythm with the writing. And so for those of you that are writing books and it's like, wow, it takes forever to write a book, and everyone will affirm, well, yeah, it takes a long, long time, many years even it can take. That is true. And you can honor the fact that it takes time, but it also can move much faster.
Absolutely. Well, let me just give a little more information about the retreat. So as Chloe said, it's in northern New Mexico, February 16th through the 18th. So that's coming up next year. And if you want more information or to sign up, you can go to ChloeRachelGalloway.com/event. She also has a Facebook page, so you can visit her on Facebook and get information or contact her that way. Is there a phone number that people can use to reach out to you?
The best thing for people to do, really, is I have two websites, the one that you just mentioned, the ChloeRachelGalloway.com, but I also have a website specific for my book, thesoulfulchild.com. So if you go to thesoulfulchild.com, they can find out anything about the book, they can be part of the launch, they can purchase the book, and they can also sign up for any retreats and workshops that I have coming up.
Okay, excellent. So soulfulchild.com, and then her book, again, launching publicly today.
Yay!
That's so exciting for you.
Coming into the world.
Yes. And so it's also available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble or BN.com. So support her. She's a Native sister. And so let's help her make this even a greater success than it already is. So thank you much, Chloe, for being a guest. And I look forward to hearing more about what happens in the future with your book and all the retreats and so forth.
Thank you. Thank you, Albuquerque. Thank you, New Mexico. Love you guys. I can't wait for you to read this story.
Congratulations.
So that is Go Local Boom right here on 1050 KTBL. Again, this segment brought to you by Rocketbox SEO, and we'll be right back with our next guest. Welcome back, Albuquerque. This is Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Again, I'm Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions, your host, joined this morning by David Wolf, your co-host.
Hi, thanks, Krista. Thanks. Great to be with you, Albuquerque. This segment is brought to you in part by Chispas Performance Solutions, where integration sparks results. By the way, providing customized professional development services that help businesses and organizations increase their revenue, reduce their stress, we love that, and improve teamwork and more. Krista.
Thank you so much. So our second segment, we have a sweet guest today, and you'll accept the pun in a moment when he tells you who he's representing. So we have Michael Silva, actually a longtime friend of mine. So I'll let you introduce himself again, let you know who he's representing today and how to contact him. Michael.
All right. Good morning, everyone. My name is Mike Silva. I am the co-founder and co-owner of Albuquerque Tourism and Sightseeing Factory. We operate the ABQ Trolley, the Duke City Peddler. We have a bike taxi division called Mother Road Bike Taxi. And we have a walking tour division of our business, which has a tour called Albuquerque, a tour called Albuquerque. And our newest tour in that division is our Bootgay Beer Walk Tour. That's on Friday nights. And then I also am the founder and co-owner of a business called Rude Boy Cookies. So we do cookies, ice cream, and a milk bar.
Yeah, hence the sweet reference. And if you haven't been to Rude Boy Cookies, you are missing out.
Our cookies are pretty good.
Check them out. Yeah, especially now with the art project. They're one of the businesses affected by that, right along Central. So sure that you're visiting them and supporting their business. So, Mike, tell us a little bit about just how you got started. You have a varied background.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure our listeners are interested in knowing just how you got to this place. What brought you here?
You know, it's interesting. I went to UNM, where I met you. And my degree was actually, I went to UNM as a music major. I'm a musician. I've been playing music my whole life. Music is a real big part of my story. And along the way, I kind of decided I still wanted to play music and be a performer, but I didn't necessarily want to major in that. So I ended up switching to political science. I was going to go to law school. I was all ramped up and ready to go. And then the music I was doing at the time afforded me an opportunity to kind of chase the dream. So tabled law school, and then as life would have it, never really went back and did that. Ended up in the hospitality and tourism industry for the majority of my career, working for other folks. Had a real good rounded experience set, and I met my business partner for the trolley business while working at the Albuquerque Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we decided we were going to go have lunch one day back in 2007. And about 6 hours after that lunch started, we were still sitting down on the west side of town at a little restaurant, drinking Diet Cokes and eating chips and salsa is how we like to tell the story.
Nice.
And out of that conversation, ABQ Trolley Co. was born. And so we took the time necessary to get the business off the ground, which was 2009 when our trolley arrived. on a flatbed truck from Medford, Oregon. Mm. And it's the only trolley in the world covered in stucco. We're in Albuquerque. The trolley should be covered in stucco.
Of course, of course.
So we launched our trolley business in 2009, and we've grown that business now to have a little bit of a parent company now, which is Albuquerque Tourism and Sightseeing Factory, with the other companies being divisions of. And it's still myself and Jesse, and we have about 15 employees. Kind of crazy.
Beautiful. It's a real business. It's an operating business.
Yeah. And then in 2014, looking for something to do to kind of diversify myself, I kind of like to tell the story that everybody has their suite. When you have your sweet hankering, some people like to go to their ice cream, some people go to their cake, some people go to their pies. For me, it was always a chocolate chip cookie. So in 2014, I decided I was going to go forward with this cookie idea that I had been sleeping on for about 6 years or so. And I contacted a gal that used to work for me in a previous job, and she had since become a culinary schooled and trained baker. And I wanted to name the business and have it be connected to my musical past. So Rude Boy Cookies was born in 2014.
Rude Boy.
Yeah.
So the Rude name, tell us a little bit more about that. So it's rooted in...
Yeah, the Rude Boy is rooted in ska and reggae.
Yeah.
So if you are a fan of ska and reggae music, you know the name Rude Boy. Rude Boy is a term used... There's a lot of different variations, but it's... I like to tell the story that it's rooted in the fans of the music back in the 60s and the 70s going over to England, where you had the kind of world beat music that came over with the Jamaicans that came to England looking for a better life, meeting the kind of working class English who were finding themselves kind of in the same little ghettos. You had the Jamaicans and the working class English guys, and out of that kind of mix of a Jamaican and world beat music and the working class English who were listening to a lot of American Motown and a lot of that soulful music, you ended up with this, what is called ska today. Mm. And those guys wore a certain type of attire, which was usually a suit, a really skinny tie, and they would go to these dance halls and listen to this amazing music. And ska music was rooted very early on in a very two-tone style, which was black guys and white guys. So you'll hear that two-tone a lot when you hear about ska and reggae. Almost all ska groups in the early days were two-tone, which is why you see the checkerboard, the black and white, and all things related to ska, which is why my shop is called Rude Boy Cookies and has checkerboard everywhere.
I wondered about that because I have, you know, not very much background with the ska, but going into your shop,
The
black and white, and then you, hear the music, and, you know, it's a great combination.
Absolutely.
Of course, I've never had anything bad at Rude Boy, so...
Well, that's good.
Tell us where you're located, Mike.
So Rude Boy Cookies is located in the Brick Lake District. We're proud of that area. We kind of want to make sure people know about that Brick Lake District. It's right on Harvard Street. Just one street before the frontier, everybody knows that landmark, 115 Harvard Southeast.
Beautiful.
Right.
Thanks
across
for
from
that.
UNM, yes.
Right across from UNM.
Great, sweet stuff. And we're looking at a box of some amazing, some of them I call it breakfast. It's an oatmeal. I believe it's oatmeal, right?
Yeah, there's an oatmeal butterscotch.
Yeah. It struck me as we could get away with breakfast.
When you're the cookie guy, you can't ever show up without cookies. So every meeting I go to, every function I'm at, I have to show up with cookies.
Yeah, there's an expectation
right.
I think.
Right on.
So we'll be trying it after the show.
Clearly your sweet spot, he said. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes. So I know you promote a lot and support a lot of local causes. And so talk to us a little bit about that, as well as any that you are supporting coming up that people can be aware of and put on the forefront of their awareness.
You know, I'm an Albuquerquean. You know, I love my city. The trolley company was born out of a love for Albuquerque. So myself and my buddy Jesse, we started the company, A, because nobody else was doing it. I mean, think about that. This is a city back in 2009 that you would think would be worthy of somebody showing it off every day. So when we were doing our homework, we found that there were cities like Cody, Wyoming, with virtually no population, but had a successful city tour. So Jesse and I, having a love for our city, decided we were going to start a company that showed off the city to the world. Why not Albuquerque? Albuquerque had been, in our opinion, far too humble for far too long. So with the love for our city, we decided to launch the trolley business, which shows the city to the world every day, all day. That's what we do. So being a local guy and kind of coming from some... A little bit of a rough background, not unlike a lot of us. I'm in a position now where I can give back and do for others. So I take with great pride that the trolley company does a lot of charity, but the cookie shop, more specifically, we created a whole arm of the business called Cookies for a Cause. And with that Cookies for a Cause program, we partner with charities very often, and we do benefits where we will have events at our shop with a lot of the proceeds going back to charity. We do a month-long event with Animal Humane Association in April. We do a month-long event with Special Olympics New Mexico in July. And then throughout the year, we do daily parties or daily events for various other charities. We partner up whenever we can to try to make a difference to folks here in the city. My approach is, if you can, then do it. You know, I feel like too many people in our city are very active behind the keyboard. I call them hashtag activists. But when the rubber hits the road, like, what are you really doing to make your city a better place? We hear you. We see you. But what are you really doing? And I have the ability to do, so I do.
That's a powerful question you ask, you know, and we should ask that of ourselves more often. So thank you for that inspiration.
Sure.
Good stuff.
Absolutely. So do you have any causes or charities that you're supporting coming up?
Yeah, you know, we have an event coming up. I'm still finalizing the date, but the further charitable arm of Rude Boy Cookies now is something called Warm Cookies for the Soul, where our Cookies for a Cause is allowing charities and organizations to come to the shop where we do events for them. Warm Cookies for the Cause is me taking the cookie shop and its charitable arm out. So very soon I'm going to be announcing a date for a benefit concert that I'll be putting on under the Warm Cookies for a Soul banner to benefit victims of the most recent natural disasters in our country. So I'm working very specifically on targeting specific organizations in Houston and in Florida, and it's going to be a benefit concert. I'm putting my musical background to play again and trying to raise some money for those in need.
Excellent. Well, we'll have to have you back on the show when you decide what the dates are.
I'll let you know.
Tell us about that.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, more cookies.
Yeah.
You can't get too many cookies from Mike Silva.
No.
Yeah, we'll just, you know, incorporate them into my workout, and, you know, it'll all be good.
Right, right.
One cookie's not going to hurt anybody.
Yeah,
no. It's beautiful.
Especially there.
Yeah.
So we have Balloon Fiesta coming up.
Yes.
Do you have any Balloon Fiesta recipes, cookies that people should be aware of? They can stop in for something a little special that they wouldn't normally find the rest of the year?
You know, in October, we do a lot of balloon-shaped cookies, obviously. Seems like the low-hanging fruit. But we do a lot of really custom Balloon Fiesta-style cookies. So our sugar cookies and our red velvet cookies are very customizable. So we'll do a lot of shapes, and we'll do a lot of special cookies with logos on them for folks. We do those year-round. So that'll be in October. We'd run specific specials for Balloon Fiesta. We're still trying to figure out what those specials are going to be. We try to keep it fresh every year. And then the trolley business, man, that's our biggest time of the year.
Absolutely.
We are slammed. It's our Super Bowl. We don't have an empty seat for pretty much 18 days.
Excellent.
A few days before the fiesta and a few days after the fiesta, we get very, very busy. So if you know anyone who's coming to town, if you're thinking about bringing some folks that are coming to visit you onto the trolley or onto the party bike or anything like that, or walking tours, the time to book those is now, because come Balloon Fiesta week, they're probably going to be all sold out. So you need to get after it.
So where do they book? How do they make their reservations?
Yeah, so for the trolley company, the easiest thing to do is go to our website, which is ATSFWorks. So that's Apple, Tom, Sam, Frank, Works. ATSF Works is our master website, and it has a schedule and calendar for all of our offerings. So there you can buy tickets for everything.
Beautiful. Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
Excellent.
Great stuff you're doing for Albuquerque.
Lots of you for Balloon Fiesta and coming up, and make sure that you're on Facebook if you haven't already liked and shared their page. So that way you can be aware of any of their causes or specials that they're offering, and be in touch. Find out what's going on. And because they're right there in the UNM area, the Bricklight District, that's, you know, where things are going on.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget about those cookies in the district there. Unbelievable.
Yeah, Bricklight District.
Bricklight District.
Yes,
said.
And your ice cream and your milk. So you have a perfect combination there.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Mike, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. And I look forward to having you back when you get the date set up for the benefit concert. And, of course, we'll be here to help you however we can to promote that.
Appreciate it.
Excellent. So you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL, the segment brought to you by Chispas Performance Solutions.
Yeah.
Give us a call at 899-9130 for your performance needs.
And get the spark.
Yes, get the spark. We'll be right back with our next guest. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Good Good morning, Albuquerque, and welcome back to Go Local Boom Radio. As you all know, this is a fantastic show that promotes local businesses, giving you the opportunity to get to know who is in your community, who to support in terms of where to go for business and so forth. And every dollar that you spend with a local business, guess what? Stays in our local community. So make sure that you tune in every Saturday at this time, 1050 KTBL, 10 a.m. every Saturday morning. You can find us here. So this segment is brought to you in part by Podcast and Radio. They produce audio and video content, marketing for businesses, enterprises nationwide. They create original podcasts, branded internet radio stations, or combine the two for massive audience growth and online authority. You can find out more about them at podcastandradio.com. So our third guest this morning, so we had a little bit of the soulful child this first segment, and then we had a little bit of dessert, you know, in our city. So now the entertainment, music.
We move to musica.
Yes.
How are you?
So we have Orlando Marquez with us this morning. So I'll let you introduce himself again, as well as tell you who he's with.
Great. Well, thank you for having me, Krista, and really appreciate the opportunity, guys. As you mentioned, Orlando Marquez, and I'm the director of Mariachi Tierra del Encanto, local mariachi group that's a little bit different than some of the typical groups that are here. What we are is basically a consortium of New Mexico's elite mariachi musicians to serve as ambassadors for the state of New Mexico. So as you know, when you go to places like LA, if you go to places like, you know, Texas, South Texas, they have these incredibly talented mariachi groups. And my goal here is just basically to put a very well-polished, very professional group here to not only highlight the talent here in New Mexico, but again, to serve as ambassadors for the state of New Mexico for special events.
Excellent. And so in addition to being the director, you also have an education component of the group. So tell our listeners about that.
You're exactly right. So for just a little background about me, I went to Las Vegas, Nevada to help launch the first standards-based district mariachi program in the Clark County School District. And what we did was we strategically aligned the curriculum with the state standards so that we can so that administrators can offer that program alongside band, orchestra, and choir. And the goal was to create a little bit more diversity in the school district, but to also offer an alternative. And what we found was we started to attract the kids that were falling through the cracks. Mm. You know, Vegas has a very, very high population of Hispanic students. Oftentimes, they are first-generation Hispanic students. So we started to attract kids that really weren't getting involved in anything. But one of the biggest things that really, really caught our attention was the parent involvement. Oftentimes, you know, their parents are a little bit nervous coming to the schools because they never know what they're going to get, you know. And this program really helped bridge the gap and of parent involvement. And when you have parents involved in anything, whether it's sports or music, mm-hmm. or it is such a positive thing. So the idea now is to try to really accelerate this in the school systems here in Albuquerque. Mm. You know, because right now these programs, and there's articles that are coming up left and right, but right now these programs are flourishing in places like Wenatchee, Washington, in Denton, Iowa, and Nashville, Tennessee. Chicago is really, really taking an incredible step towards implementing mariachi education in their schools. There's absolutely no excuse and reason for Albuquerque not to embrace this completely. We already boast one of the best festivals in the world, mm-hmm. Mariachi Spectacular, held every July. Now the time has come where we really need something to trickle down into the schools to help sustain that and to help, you know, bring this culture to the forefront. And I think it's an important one. and something that our children deserve an opportunity to be a part of.
Right. And it's really surprising that Albuquerque isn't the front runner. Like,
right.
It didn't start here. I mean, you guys started it in Nevada. And
right.
So it's actually a little embarrassing that we didn't start it, but that's okay.
That's
you know,
okay.
We
you know,
just
now,
move forward.
There are two existing programs and a couple of other ones. I think there's a little bit of movement. However, what they lack is structure and organization and resources. So the goal behind, you know, this All-Star Mariachi group is to create a task force of community advocates, business leaders, and mariachi music educators to help facilitate that missing entity where these teachers and these schools can go to for resources.
Mm-hmm. And so is there something, I mean, some of our listeners may be listening right now and thinking, okay, well, I have a contact with one of the music stores or, you know, with a teacher or whatever. Is there something that our listeners might be able to do to help to promote this or to get behind this aspect of music education in our city?
I think right now, I think get in touch with your schools and ask them if they have these programs and what can they do to have these in their schools. You know, I've been a national mariachi consultant for a music company. I've been an educator. I'm a professional musician. So I cover all different sides of the mariachi. And I'm here as an advocate and someone who is a firm believer in the positive outcomes of these programs. So I would say, you know, help me get in touch with your local legislators, because there are a few of them that I've spoken to that have already said this is a no-brainer. This is a slam dunk. We need this. Albuquerque should be at the forefront of this. And once we create the model, which has already been done before, I co-authored a curriculum in
right.
Clark County. We don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, it's existing.
It's just a matter of implementing it and opening up some minds here in Albuquerque, which I have found it can be a little challenging because there are some that feel that, number one, it's not needed.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, they have a better way of doing it. But yet, what's been the result?
Right. The proof is in the pudding. And I think that's the thing is that there's this dissonance, if you will, that we have this great culture. With that culture, though, is a little bit of stubbornness, you know? And so there's that we fight with is that we're so proud of our culture, but if we've only done it a certain way, sometimes that can hold us back.
You're exactly right, you know? And it's okay to look at other places that have been successful. And here's the thing. I'm a hometown, born and raised product of Albuquerque, the Albuquerque Public Schools. I just happened to start this program in Clark County. I'm ready to get this started within Albuquerque, whether it's APS, whether it's charter schools, whether it's Rio Rancho public schools. I mean, this is going to happen. You know, this is my mission. This is what I am passionate about. And this will happen one way or the other. Whether APS.
Failure is not an option for you.
Exactly. So whether APS decides to get on board or if Rio Rancho public schools, I mean, this is going to happen or I will create my own conservatory.
But you can't overstate the effect of arts in the schools, which clearly has been lost over the several decades, I think. There's just this diminished interest and focus on it. And it does serve as this emotional connectivity. You mentioned families, huge having the parents involved, and also embracing, of course, this musical art form.
You're exactly right. And the thing about it is there is indisputable proof, the correlation between math and reading scores with students that are involved with the fine arts program, with music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes,
oh, yeah.
It's mariachi music, but the kids are still learning the same notes, the same rhythmic patterns. They're just learning a different style, no different than jazz.
Right.
But
right.
Being that New Mexico has such a rich culture and this incredible love for mariachi music and its history, there's no reason why we can't have this in our schools that on a bigger basis, on a standards based basis. And,
right.
You know, that's kind of the mission here, you know, to get these elite mariachi musicians that I've put together in a group to be community advocates, you know, not only performing for the state of New Mexico, but being advocates for education.
Right. And so how can people contact you in terms of whether they're interested in booking your group or being able to support the educational initiative that you have? Is there a website, phone number?
Website is in construction. You can find us on social media,
okay.
Mariachi Tierra del Encanto. We're on Facebook. Instagram and Twitter, we are at MariachiTDE. And you can contact me at 505-750-7023, Mariachi Tierra del Encanto. And whether it's, you know, wondering how you can get a program started in your school, or if you would just like some entertainment, we're ready to tackle all of it.
Excellent. So do you all, as a group, do you have any events coming up that you want to tell the listeners about, or if you have availability, if they have an event coming up that they can book you for?
We specialize in special events and corporate events, and the reason why we do that is because we are kind of like an all-star group of New Mexico's elite. So we are available for just about any events, but we do specialize in corporate and bigger events. We just finished a scholarship fundraiser for Dalnorty High School and their Alumni Foundation, and we helped them raise over $3,000 with a performance with their alumni Ballet Folklorico group.
Oh, excellent.
And you know, again, here is a program that was headed by Senora Alaride for years and years and years, Dalnorty High School, and the program no longer exists.
Mm. Sad. Sad. But that's changing. I can feel it. It's going to change. I'm that optimist, and so yes, that's going to change. And so in terms of Mariachi Tierra del Encanto and the educational initiative, there's a lot going on with that. And so being able to keep that momentum. And so if you're listening and that's something that you have even a mild interest in, mm-hmm, please make sure that you are supporting that when you see something, whether it's social media or the news, or you hear about needing signatures for a petition or whatever the case might be as they work toward at the beginning of the year to maybe get some legislation passed. Make sure that you're supporting that, because saying, oh yes, I support it, and not putting your actions behind your words is going to do nothing.
Right.
And this is just one other thing that we can bring to the forefront to bring quality education to,
right,
New Mexico.
I mean, and at the end of the day, you know, we all talk about what's bad in Albuquerque. We're trying to do something that's good. Be the difference you want to see in your community. This is my little way of trying to be that difference. We all have special talents. Let's try to be that difference. And special thanks to you guys here at Go Local Boom for giving people like myself an opportunity to speak on behalf of these, you know, these issues that we're very passionate about.
Well, that's what we're here for. We're about supporting local businesses. And for the most part, every local business has a cause or has a charity or something. So it's important that we're not only promoting the local business, but what that business also supports, because it's, you know, it takes a village, as they say. And so to be able to keep those programs going that the businesses are supporting, it takes the local community going and patronizing those businesses and supporting and spreading the word. Especially now with social media, we can get the word out.
Yeah.
And this is just one avenue that we get the opportunity to do that. So thank you so much for being.
Thank you, guys.
I really appreciate
the opportunity. Thank you again.
Excellent.
A pleasure.
And we'll have to have you back. If you have another event coming up, we'll have you back and you can talk about that.
Excellent.
So you've been listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL, and we'll be right back with the wrap up. Welcome back, Albuquerque. This is Go Local Boom Radio on 1050 KTBL, where we promote local business.
Yes, we do.
Yes. And so what a fantastic show. I'm honored that we had the guests that we did this morning, as I am every week.
Absolutely. And these are businesses that are, as you said in the one segment, it's not just that they're doing business and they're promoting their businesses, but there are tentacles. There are ways that they're impacting the community that create this ecosystem of goodwill. And that's really what a lot of these businesses are about. All of the businesses we saw today.
Absolutely. And so many times I think that we forget about that it's, oh, let's go buy their product. Let's partake in their service. But there's more to it than that.
Yeah. It's not just about a transaction. And really, in each case, they're thoughtfully contributing to the community in ways that are meaningful, whether it's bakery, it's showing the world Albuquerque to the tourism and supporting tourism here in Albuquerque, which is beautiful in the case of the trolley tours that we saw, and of course, the music.
Absolutely. And then Chloe, through her writing, is sharing her heart, essentially, what her experience was with New Mexico, but then with the retreats that she hosts, mm-hmm, and the workshops, in taking people that are aspiring authors to these beautiful locations in New Mexico so they can experience that, as well as to get to the heart of what their message is.
Yeah, this heart thing, it's all about the heart and really getting people to, the way she does, help them right into the pain, right into the the true authentic experience that they're having with their lives, whether it's good, bad, or otherwise.
Right. And I think in at least what the conversations I've had with her, it can end up being a type of therapy in reality, because you're being able to dig deep and deal with those emotions, bring them out, and then use that as a tool, as a vehicle to then make the writing more impactful and to help other people feel mm-hmm. that emotion. And maybe it ends up helping somebody else, whoever reads that book, whatever.
Absolutely. And for those listening, Chloe's doing some amazing work. All three entrepreneurs that we saw today on Go Local Boom Radio. And this is what's going to be really cool about working with you and working, listening and meeting the who behind these businesses. They're real deep, there's a depth to the people that we're meeting here. They're not just business owners.
Absolutely. And the fact that we're promoting local business, local charity, local, everything is, Go Local Boom.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of that, make sure that you're going to golocalboom.com. That's the online directory that features all the businesses that have been on the show. So if you happen to miss a show, you can go to our archived files and catch a past show, but also get information about those businesses so that you can frequent them, so that you can keep the money that you are spending, your hard-earned money, you can keep it local. So it goes right back into our local economy versus somewhere out of state.
Yeah, and that's a big idea. I mean, this 87 cents stays in the local economy, or it leaves the local economy if you're not shopping local. It's quite amazing that 87.13, I believe, is the math. Sean had a slightly different math equation, but it's somewhere in that zone.
Right.
And it's that's substantial capital leaving our market. We don't want that.
Exactly. And we have, everything that people would need locally, so may as well just tap into that. So just to remind you who our three guests were this morning, so we had Chloe Galloway, and she is the Winged River Rider, and she has her book launching today. And make sure that if you want to get a copy of her book, that you go to the Soulful. Let me make sure I get her website correct. It's either ChloeRachelGalloway.com, as well as, let me see, where are my notes? TheSoulfulChild.com, I believe, is what it is. But if not, you can find her, ChloeRachelGalloway.com.
I'm sure if you Google the name of the book, The Soulful Child, you'll probably come up with her.
Good point. Mm-hmm. So she's launching today. And then our second guest, of course, Mike Silva mm-hmm. with Albuquerque Trolley and Rude Boy Cookies. I mean, if you haven't had your cookie today, go down there right now, get a glass of milk, or they do have almond milk in case you're lactose intolerant or have dairy allergies. I do know that.
You mean at the shop?
Yeah, at the shop.
In the Bricklight District.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. You can go down and have your dessert.
Right.
Go down there before or after the Lobo game.
And do it for breakfast. Don't worry. We know we're here on the air between 10 and 11, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's
you have our permission.
It's
we'll give you a nice boom.
The milk will, make it a
breakfast
food. So, and then our last guest was Orlando Marquez with Mariachi Tierra El Encanto. He's the director and has the great behind the scenes aspect of the education with that. And so again, if that is something that you're interested in, even just a little bit, make sure that you are talking to the educators in your community or your family members, et cetera, to support this movement, this initiative in our schools, because it's definitely needed.
It's a powerful program that he's producing. So very Excellent. Proud of that. Yeah.
Well, thank you all so much for tuning in this morning. Again, you're listening to Go Local Boom Radio on 1050 KTBL. And you can find us here again next week. We will, of course, be back. And this is all brought to you by Rocketbox SEO and Web Design, Cheesebus Performance Solutions, where integration sparks results, and, of course, podcast and radio. We will catch you back here next week. Have a fantastic rest of your weekend.